In summer of 42, I met a bunch of American fighter pilots training in Ireland. They were the first flyers to arrive in Ireland, and their comment on the Irish weather was, "When you can see the hills, it's going to rain. And when you can't see the hills, it's raining." Well, I ran smack into the same bunch down here in Africa. They sure had been through the mill. Already one squadron was veteran enough so that some of them were due to go home, and they had all been moved back to take a rest. For 5 weeks, they had lived and fought in a special kind of hell on the Tunisian front. Their field was bombed on an average of every 2 hours. The pilots took to the air at a moment's notice, several times a day. They averaged between 4 and 5 hours in the air daily. Practically all of it was fighting time. They started with 21 planes and 22 pilots. They lost 6 planes and 3 pilots, but on their scoreboard, they were credited with 11 victories, 2 probables, and 14 damaged. They had enough thriller-diller experience to fill a book. Lieutenant Ed Boughton of New York had a typical one. His plane was shot all to pieces, and the glass canopy that shut him into the seat was damaged so that he couldn't get it open. Consequently, he couldn't jump, and simply had to land the plane or die. Miraculously, he got back to the field and crash-landed it. The plane was nothing but junk. Lieutenant Boughton wasn't hurt. When they finally got him out, they discovered the jam canopy had saved his life. His parachute was shot half away, and if he jumped, he would have fallen like a plummet.